It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hope you had a safe 4th of July holiday weekend and are enjoying some of this summer heat. I know that, Bob, I had the grill fired up every day, even after I came back from your house on Monday. It seemed like we grilled something. So had a lot going on, fed a lot of bodies, but had a good weekend. What about you, man?
Well, yeah, there was a whole lot of grilling and campfire cooking. I think I posted some pictures on our Facebook page. I went to Vicky's Pasty in Saranac and got some frozen pasties to bring camping.
Right.
And one of my Dutch ovens that I haven't used yet from Lodge, it's kind of a cool low-profile job that was a new thing a couple years ago for them. I don't know what they call it, but it worked out great because I set some hot coals on top of it, and like 45 minutes later, we had beautiful baked pasties for everybody that was at camp.
So you just put them in a dry skillet and set the skillet on the coals and then put some more coals on top of it with the lid.
Yep.
And then just let her
beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful. Man, what a baker.
Yeah.
And my wife likes to do biscuits that way.
Oh, yeah.
She loves biscuits in cast iron and the crust on it and everything.
You
put a lot of
you put a little oil
Crisco
in there,
puts. And but she didn't bring any biscuit mix, and we had pasties. And one morning I did we went camping up on Lake Michigan.
You think there's anybody that doesn't know what a pasty is?
I know there are.
Yes.
I brought a load into work this week, and they kept calling them pasties.
Well, yeah, you knew girls like that when you were younger, but no, these are pasties. And
I didn't know any girls.
Okay, right.
You
military man, come on now, come on.
No, they didn't
know.
No,
but anyway,
but
why don't you explain one real quick?
Well, it's a pie crust, and they come from Cornwall, England. And the miners in Cornwall, England, came to the UP in the 1800s because they were starting to mine there, and those guys were the experts from around the globe,
right?
So they brought in a bunch of these Cornish guys, and their wives made them pasties, and they'd put them in their vests, in their coveralls, in a tin that fit into a special pocket, and they'd be with them all day because apparently it's quite cold in a mine.
Right.
And it would keep it nice and toasty warm. So when it was time to eat, they'd pull it out and eat. Now, if you're a miner, especially for about anything, your hands are filthy.
Right.
Can't imagine they had tons of gloves.
Right.
So the crust that they used to put on them back in the day was a great big crust on the side. So they'd pull it out, and that was their handle. So they could eat a nice warm pasty, body temp.
Right.
And they'd hold on to that crust, and then they would take that remainder and they'd break it up into pieces and throw it down and feed the rats, because apparently there's a lot of rats in
interesting
in mines.
So, but it's like a meat pie, right?
It's potato, and beef or venison, and onion and rutabaga.
Right. Yep. And there's really no sauce in it. It's just baked all together.
No, it's pretty plain. Of course, you know, you and I have the joke about ketchup or gravy. Well, this week I happened to go to Vicky's again because I told the guys at work what I was doing, and they're like, you know, a bunch of them are Arabic. They don't have a clue. I said it's like a grape leaf with crust.
Yeah, right.
Then they got it. So I brought in a dozen of them a couple days ago, and it just so happened that day I was doing a conference call with a client in Great Britain. He's a Scottish fellow that lives in London now, and we got done with our transaction. And I asked him, how he liked if he eats pasties, and he lit right up.
Yeah.
And he's from Scotland,
Right.
I didn't get to have a haggis conversation, but I told him, I said, when I was in the UK a couple of years ago, I came back from France, and when I got into the train station in London, as soon as we got off the train, I told my wife, I smell pasties.
Yeah.
And I turned around, and there's one of their chain pasty markets.
I see.
Right in the terminal.
Right.
And I'm telling you, they made a beautiful, it tasted so good.
Right.
So the people that say that the English can't cook, well, they're not being totally honest, because they do have a few dishes
They are a little dry, so they need something on them. And that's where the ketchup and the gravy. Some people put gravy on them. Some do ketchup. Either way, they're good.
But so I discovered something cool. My buddy at work loves hot sauce. Mm-hmm. And so I asked Tony if he sold any pasty ketchup. He said no, which is really a ketchup with hot sauce.
Okay.
And so I stopped at the market and bought a Hunt's ketchup. And then, I don't know what brand it was, but it was a chili sauce.
Okay.
That's a fantastic pasty sauce.
All right, yeah.
I got a new favorite.
Right, but pasties are unique to Michigan, not around the world, but it's the UP is famous for them,
right,
because of the history in the mining. But they're cool. If you're traveling to the UP, like many many people do this time of year, make sure to stop and get a pasty because it's a really unique thing. You're not going to eat 1,000 of them
and
in your life.
And don't judge it by the one you have because there's good and bad shops.
Well, there's good and bad everything.
And
right,
like the on the east end of the UP, they put carrots in them. Well, my family, you know, will vomit if you see a carrot in a pasty.
Right.
You got to have rutabaga.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, and you got to have ketchup.
Okay, man. I'm a gravy guy.
So I brought gravy for the guys at work.
Yeah.
And half of them did gravy, and they loved it.
Sure, yeah. Well, it's flavorful.
So my wife tricked me into camping in that little tent again because I don't have a mid-sized right now. And I had to sleep on one of those little mats. And that was torture.
About the thickness of a piece of paper, or maybe two pieces, huh?
My frame isn't good enough anymore to put up with two nights on the ground.
Right.
And by the third day, I was cooked. But we were on Lake Michigan, our favorite spot between Manistee and Ludington. And we did go into Ludington for the 4th of July parade.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the coolest parades you'll ever go to. It's huge. Everybody comes out for it. It reminds me of the towns in the UP. They do 4th like huge. Everybody comes
out. It's one of the few weekends that's nice there. No kidding.
So
you saw the clown
get
band.
Get your shots in now.
Right? You saw the clown band, right?
We got to see the Scottville clown band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
Michigan at his best.
I videoed it. It is hysterical.
Right.
And that, for me, is one of the highlights. But Sobey set me up nice for camp. I had meat sticks and jerky and, of course, some beer, and it was just a wonderful trip. We had a great time.
We busted out the margarita maker over the holiday, and I tell you what, you can buy a lot of different margarita mixes, some with the booze already in them, some not. All of them work, and this thing is cool because it's got an ice bin on the top that shaves ice, drops it into a blender pitcher, which periodically starts blending the stuff when the ice gets in there. And we were making frosty drinks, and I don't know about where you were, but it was warm all weekend for the holiday weekend, and we had the margarita maker on overtime, baby. And you can make them virgin, you can make them not, it doesn't matter, whatever you like. But we really decided that anything slushy in the summer is good. We even did some of those seltzers, you know, those White Claw seltzers, just poured those in there and shaved ice on top of them. And it's cool. And so if you don't have a margarita maker or a blender, it would work. This one's kind of all-in-one because it shaves the ice in and blends all at the same time.
Speaking of shaved ice, Old World Olive Company is putting shave ice counters in each one of their stores.
Oh, really?
The one in Rockford is selling Hawaiian shave. They call it shave ice.
Okay. Yeah.
It's another pigeon thing.
Right.
But so you'll be... You'll have to bring your margarita mix up there and get a shave ice.
Yeah, little hip nip of it. Just pour it on the shaved ice, and there you are. You're walking out.
Zachary.
Yeah, exactly. This was all fruity stuff, and you put it in a margarita glass, and
my daughter Maggie's pregnant, so I promised her I'd make her from scratch a virgin pina colada, and she loved it. She's in the pool and 8 months pregnant, and she got herself a tasty cold frozen drink.
Yeah, a couple of them. I watched her drink those on Monday. That was kind of cool. But anyway, coming up next, looks like we're going to maybe do some grill review. Been a while since we've done this, and get lots of questions from our buddies.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations. 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend. We're in the middle of July. If you're not out grilling in your backyard and creating grill envy, you are getting your man card pulled, because this is the time of year to be doing that.
It is.
And I came over to Barbecue Bob's on Monday. It was the holiday that we all celebrated last week. And I brought some jalapeno pepper boats. And all those are is jalapenos cut in half. Take all the guts out. Put something else in there. I used cream cheese and crushed pineapple. I mixed together so you get a little sweet heat.
No snossage.
And then I put bacon on them. But this time I usually wrap the bacon like a spiral around it. But I made so many, I didn't have enough bacon. So I just laid a piece of bacon on top. And then Bob actually grilled them and did them on indirect heat, but let that bacon kind of just cook down and suck around the outside of that pepper, and it kept all the stuff in them.
And that was the comment, is I saw the unusual way you made them, and I was worried about the tops.
Yeah.
So I put them on while everything was nice and cold. I put them bacon side down on the direct heat side and grilled them a little bit. Some of them too much, but got them nice and crispy, and then moved them over to indirect, and it actually turned out to be a great way to do it.
Yep, and they were tasty. Simple recipe, two ingredients, cream cheese
nice and hot.
Pineapple. Yep, you got to take the seeds and the fibers out, because that's where all the heat is. But if you like
apparently
the heat,
not.
Leave it in.
Right,
apparently not. Yeah, because might not have got it all. But anyway, they were good.
I put one on Alex's plate, and he's not a hot guy.
Yeah.
And he took one bite, and he ate it, and he looked at me, and he goes, "That's hot. Why'd you give it to me?" It's like, well, you can see it's a jalapeno. I didn't know it was a jalapeno. Yeah. A couple weeks before, Jordan's friend Yusuf was over from Detroit, and a really nice kid. And we're all foodies, right? So we order a bunch of pizzas, and I got a bunch of hot sauces out. He grabbed Da Bomb.
Ooh.
And he just dumped it on it.
Bad move.
He just dumped it on it. And he took one bite, and he's swallowing it down. And he put more on than I've ever seen anybody eat a Da Bomb. And he threw the rest of the pizza in the garbage, thankfully, because he was crying. He was crying.
Oh, that's like ghost pepper sauce or something in it?
Then he changed the story and said, "Well, Bob told me to put a bunch on."
Right.
I did not. I'm not cruel. I was enjoying his test of manhood, and
I was going to say, you can pass with a couple drops of that stuff.
Yeah.
But, okay, so let's talk about some grills, because we get questions all the time from all of our friends that are looking to buy a grill, or they just bought one and they want advice on how to use it. So where do you want to start?
Well, I was looking at a bunch of these review sites online, and what I've come to realize long ago, actually, but was affirmed, is that generally review sites are trying to point you in a direction. They're sponsored by this guy or that guy or the company who sells these brands, like it's a large online retailer.
Yeah.
I guess the word to the wise on this is there's lots of reviews, and just look at a bunch of them and be wary of the the people that are selling strictly on price or mostly one brand. That'll be your hat tip.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found myself kind of falling for some of the garbage on there. And then I started researching the specific brand. And here's the problem with a lot of the brands that are out there. They're all made in one giant factory in China.
Could be.
You can put whatever label you want on it, but they're all made in China just for price. And the thing that really caught my attention was this one review said, best grill for under $400. And I stopped and I thought, gosh, how long have they been spinning that story? Because I remember 15 years ago, people thinking 400 was their limit. Well, everything has tripled in price since then. Why would a grill still have to be considered $400? That is backwards. That is wrong thinking. And you're conditioned. These people, these giant tech companies and people like that they're conditioning you. You're like a gerbil. You're going to hit the pellet. And I would tell you that the best refrigerator for under $400 is going to disappoint you.
Right.
But, 15 years ago, they were saying the same thing. Well, they don't say that now. It's just, no, they're $1,500.
Right.
And you don't even think about it. It's like, oh, I'll bite the bullet.
Right.
And a grill, if you take care of it, can last you as long as or longer than a refrigerator.
Yep. I had that Broilmaster grill that I bought in 2003 when I moved into my new house out on the lake. Right. And that was, I wanted that thing. It was guaranteed for life. I just gave it to my son when he moved into his house 2 weeks ago. So what are we, 17 years?
Right.
The housing on it's fine. I replaced the burner twice. I did it again for him so that I took it to his house. But at that point in 2003, that was like a $1,200 gas grill. Right. And my wife was like, are you kidding me? We're not spending $1,200.
Right.
You can get one for $400.
Right.
But, right.
Look at here. Right. I got a review.
But I'm 18 years later and I'm passing it down.
Right.
And it still works
there
perfect.
You go.
I was grilling
it's
on the thing until I gave it to him.
It's not going to the landfill.
Right. There was nothing wrong with
and
it.
And that cheap import stuff will end up in landfill because, number one, nobody has the parts.
Right.
Go find a burner for one you bought from the big box store 8 years ago. Oh, well, yeah, I'll see. Some kid with a nose ring will come up and go, well, a burner? What's a burner?
Right.
No.
Yeah. And so you go to a place like Garrett's Appliance where they might have one $400 grill in there because they're trying to serve all their customers, but the majority of them are going to be $1,400 or more.
Well, you have a nice Weber line for $1,200 bucks.
But my point is that you're going to get quality when you go to a quality store like Garrett's.
Right.
There's many others out there, but we use Garrett's exclusively inside your house and outside your house. Their appliances are excellent.
The service is there.
They got a parts department. It's all what I'm saying is you know what? If your budget's only X number of dollars, you've got to live with that.
Here's the best part. They're honest.
Right.
You deal with people who aren't dying to sell you something. They just have a lot of stuff, and they're happy to show it to you. You will buy something.
Yeah.
Because you'll get the vibe. You feel the love when you're in
right.
there.
Right, yep.
I do. I love that place.
Exactly. And there's great advice. They don't have a dog in any particular brand's race.
No.
They want to help
you. Everything.
Because their best compliment is you referring them to somebody else.
Yeah, and they'll go all the way up to the $10,000 jobby with everything on it.
Is there a place for that? Sure. Some people want that. That's their lifestyle. But
so I want to put a little reminder out there. I'm watching meat prices, and I'm watching stories in the news about pork and all these things. And just remind you that anytime a Chinese company comes in and buys up one of our food suppliers, it's not a Chinese company. It's their government owns at least half of every company there because they're communist. So the CCP is trying to dominate the world, and they're trying to take our food. So if you'll notice, they closed down that pork facility in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't coming back. They said it was from COVID. Well, they have an oversupply of pork in China. They're wanting to sell us their pork. So brands to try and avoid, Smithfield is a big one. And Smithfield now owns Eckrich, Nathan's, Armour, breaks my heart, Cook's Hams. You see Cook's all over.
Right.
And you'll see John Morrell Bacon. They own all those brands. So try and avoid foreign-owned foods if you can, because if you make them stronger, they're going to choke off your suppliers here in your country.
Right.
And someday you'll be stuck buying their hogs.
Right.
You can't even understand
the
Chinese
pig.
And
there are some good American brands still out there as well.
You didn't hear me. I said you can't even understand a Chinese pig.
I heard him. I heard you.
I don't speak
But anyway,
that.
Speaking of a Chinese pig, coming up next, there's going to be a bacon explosion that's in America. It's not anywhere else. And Bob's going to tell you how to make it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Hey, it's the Grillin' Guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, you missed a couple average segments, but this one's gonna be a lot better, right, Bob?
All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods.
Right, yeah. With no detour between. But anyway, if this is your first time tuning in, you're about to hear something that we've talked about before, but you haven't heard it. So, hey, here you go.
We apologize in advance.
Right. But you can't be a grilling guy without working with a lot of bacon. And Bob talked about some of our hallmark brands in America are now owned by the Chinese, and there are still many that aren't. I would direct you to your local butcher.
Oscar Mayer.
You may get to your local butcher where he makes his own bacon.
Yep.
You may pay a dollar or two a pound more for it, but damn it, it's worth it.
It's nice and thick.
Right. And it's good. And you know that it's not full of preservatives. And
COVID-free.
It'll cook up better than anything else you're buying. So big, strong endorsement for the local butcher, whoever yours is. And here's the cool part. At least where we are in Grand Rapids, they're popping up.
They're all Polish too.
Right, right. we're very, very fond of Sobey Meats. We've been with these guys since the Grillin' Guys started. He's an incredible butcher. But if you're not in Grand Rapids, find a local butcher. It's worth your trip.
I met Teresa Sobey when I was doing a barbecue class for Ace of Hearts Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
The Good One Smoker and all the stuff we made. And I was a rep for him, and I had, I don't know, 9 states probably. I got signed on by them right after I saw one of their chefs on Fox and Friends in the morning, and he was doing a bacon explosion. And that was basically, you've seen them at tailgates, and they're a fancy way to do like something smoked that's wrapped in a bacon blanket. And the bacon blanket is really easy to make, and I tell you to get the thin-cut bacon. Get a sheet of wax paper or parchment paper.
That's the key to this whole thing.
Yeah.
That right there. Do not forget the wax paper.
Don't put it on the counter.
No. Do not forget the wax paper or the parchment paper. Either one works well, but forget that.
Yeah, you lay out the wax paper, and then you take half of that pack of bacon, and you lay them lengthwise, up or down, sideways, whatever you want.
But in rows.
In rows.
Right.
And then you take piece by piece, you start making a braid out of it.
A basket weave.
It's not a, it's a basket weave, yes.
Right, yeah.
Basket weave. And so you get them all done, and you've got this cool-looking basket weave. And then you take a pound of sausage or ground beef, ground venison, whatever you want to use, another sheet of wax paper. You take that 1 pound out, and you smash it down and make a rectangle that's going to be similar to the size of that bacon weave. And then for this one, I'm probably going to put what I love to put in them is I love to put like asparagus or slices of carrots or onions. Green onions are great. But you got to be careful how you put them in because they'll make the thing want to fall apart. But you, so you've got this flat piece of ground beef and you'll want to season it with whatever your favorite spices are. Not too much. And then I'm going to put like, I'm going to sprinkle some fresh parm on it or some kind of cheese that's going to be nice and sticky, like a Swiss mm-hmm. would be good. Some binder.
Thin slice of Swiss.
Some binder, yep. And then I'm going to maybe lay out some veggies or something in there that's going to give me some nice colors because you're going to roll this thing up like a pinwheel.
Right.
And you roll it up and then you take it in your wax paper and you set it on top of that bacon weave and then you start wrapping it and rolling it in bacon and you tuck the ends in and then you take your favorite spice or barbecue rub and shake it over the top of it and you set it on your smoker or on your grill indirect and you give it about an hour.
Right.
And when you get done, you've got to cover it and rest it. Now, you can glaze it with a little something in the last 10 minutes if you mm-hmm. want, if you have a favorite.
Sometimes like a little pepper jelly is
yeah,
really good.
That's a great idea. Great idea. A balsamic reduction or anything to give it just, I mean, to be fancy because we're trying to be fancy, right?
Right.
It's going to look cool.
Right. I got one tip that we didn't talk about through that is when you get this thing rolled up, you're going to have a seam where the two ends of the bacon meet, right? It was like a basket weave. When you wrap it around something, you got end to end. You want that down. You want that down on your smoker, or you want that down on your...
You want
your,
the weight of the explosion
right.
to be on that seam so it cooks in that position is what Job's saying.
Right.
The other thing I neglected to say was when you get to the ends of it, you got to take each one of those little pieces of bacon and kind of tuck them in like
right.
you would on a loaf of bread or something like that. Button it up real nice because... When you're done, this thing's going to cook and firm up, and that's your presentation. And I'm going to tell you that when I saw that thing on the morning Fox and Friends show, I saw him cutting into that. I go, I am doing that.
Right.
Turns
right.
out those people ended up teaching me barbecue.
Sure.
Yeah, just a year later.
Right.
So
I've got a variation that's really good because this is fun to make, guys.
It is.
This is impressive when it comes off your grill or your smoker. I would put breakfast sausage in it rather than ground beef. It's just a little more savory, but it takes a little longer to cook, okay? Because you want pork sausage to be done. So have your thermopen or your digital thermometer there, and when that thing gets to 165 on the inside, because your bacon may get crispy or what it looks like to be done on the outside, but you're not done on the inside, real important to have a thermometer on this. And any vegetables you want in there,
yep.
but they got to be in a little bit smaller pieces.
You could use brat meat. You could
right.
use kielbasa meat. You
right.
could use all sorts of things. But now there's another variation of it where you make up this mixture with chopped jalapenos, cream cheese, and maybe whatever spice you want in there. You could throw a little ground anything in there. Basically, to stir that up. Put it on cellophane and make a log out of it and then wrap it, put it in the refrigerator for a half hour. Then do your beef or your ground meat and your bacon weave. After a half hour, you pull that cheese log out and you set that on top of the beef and you roll that up instead of just being nothing. You put that nice cheesy log in there. It's like a cheese log, right? And then you wrap your bacon around it, and then you throw that thing in the smoker. When you cut into this, it's going to be ridiculous. Oh, cream cheese and a shredded cheese of some sort. Like, Mexican blend is like one of my favorites from
right.
Kraft. But You could use any kind of cheese in it, but it's going to be cream cheese and a blend of cheese, jalapenos, onions, and I don't know. Is there something you want to
throw in? You can figure out what would be good stuffed inside a piece of sausage,
yes.
Right? And that's what you're looking for. But let me tell you, when you do the creamy cheese like that, you got to make sure that you tuck the ends when you roll it up. Tuck it in so you can't see the cheese.
Squeeze the meat around it.
Right, yeah, just on the ends.
Crimp it.
Crimp it up because it won't leak then. Because if the hole's there, when it gets hot in the center, that stuff will leak out all over your grill.
It'll blow out.
You don't
want to
do that. Right, yeah, you don't want to do that. It'll blow out like you're going to after eating one of these things. That's what it'll do.
Well, you know me. Was it 8:30?
Yeah.
So, that's another one you could probably brush a little barbecue sauce on.
Yep.
Like something hot, spicy, or something sweet.
Yeah.
Or your favorite barbecue sauce. You like apple.
Right. Yep.
Sobey has a new one that's got a chunky apple. It's like apple bacon.
Ooh.
Really good.
Ooh, that
Teresa gave
good.
Me a bottle
I'll
of it last time I was in there.
Well, she must like you better than she likes me because I didn't get it. Or maybe I haven't been in there since they've got it. Either way, I'm going to go get some.
I'll stick with she likes me
right,
better.
Yeah, right. You can do whatever you want to do there. All right. So coming up next, we didn't talk about too many grills. We might catch them again. But another thing that we like to use outside is a griddle. I got a story from a couple weeks ago where I used a griddle for about 2 hours straight. But stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. We just talked about bacon explosions and bacon bombs. And I
got to go to the bathroom.
Right, yeah, exactly. So power of suggestion is amazing. lots of tools that you can put in your backyard for cooking. And one of them that is kind of, I feel, underutilized and under-discussed is the griddle. There's a lot of flexibility with a griddle, right?
Yes, and it's kind of in that category for me, kind of like a deep fryer. It's something we like to use, but we don't do it enough.
Right.
Because we're just kind of robots after a while. So you got to constantly try and stretch your game out and kick the corners of this thing. And there's a company that makes a griddle that I see in all the big box stores, like Blackstone or something that. And they seem to be very popular. I reached out to Apa Plancha, which we had on the show 3 or 4 years ago, the fella from Basque, Spain, the Basque region. And I'm afraid they're not in business anymore. I don't think they made it through COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he had a really cool outdoor griddle. It was $1,500, but again, that thing's going to last you forever.
Right.
I found one on eBay.
Yeah.
And I might buy it.
Yeah, but a griddle is what? I mean, describe what
it is. Yeah, well, the popular thing is to have all these gas griddles.
Right.
And there's it's a foreign knockoff, but it's like one of the few even made. But I see all my friends are buying. The guys at the office talk about them incessantly. They're showing pictures of them. And the VP got one that's made by Cuisinart. He won it at a raffle. He was at a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a little bit nicer one, kind of small, but he cooks on it every night. So
what you've got is rather than burners with a grate, you've got burners with a solid surface, right? Is that the griddle that you're talking about?
Yes,
right.
Griddle.
So you don't have any flames hitting your food.
Right.
It's kind of like when you go to the Greasy Spoon or a really cool burger joint. They'll have a flat top grill
and those,
that the guy's
those
scraping in the back.
Those cooks call them a grill.
Right, yeah.
But it's
a griddle.
It's really a big griddle.
Yeah, it's a big griddle. But
you can actually go to Meat-a-Mus auction and find old restaurant units like that
right.
sometimes.
Exactly.
Pretty affordable.
Right. But it's a different way of cooking because you don't lose any juices. You don't get any flare-ups. And it can get, if you put a too fatty of a meat on there, it can get a little greasy, right? That's the old greasy spoon, right?
Yep.
But because they cook a lot of sausage at a greasy spoon, and you'll get grease out of that. But there's usually a little catch basin
yep.
that you scrape the grease into, and then you empty that after you're done cooking kind of thing. But it crisps things up so well, which
because
is what
keeps the fat there.
That's right.
You know what it's really nice for? Fish.
Yes.
Because
exactly.
your wife always wants you to do fish outside.
Right.
So now you can do it. And if it's a tiny, you like the bluegill and the crappie, well, they're pretty small and fragile.
Right.
So you just get your nice spatula under it and give it a little toss. Crisping it up nicely. And
right.
It's wonderful for that. You can saute your onions and peppers if you're doing brats. I think it's a wonderful addition to the grill.
Right.
Great
place to do sides because you can take some of your Old World Olive Company flavored oils and a garlic or even a hotter one, you know, one that's got a little zip
harissa.
To it. Yeah, got a little zip to it and saute your vegetables in that.
Yes.
And it's the little pool of it stays there and you move your vegetables in and out of it
they
cook.
Yeah, here's the beauty of it. I would like a great big one. Because what I love to make is fried rice.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever eaten down at Ichiban.
Yeah, any of them. Yep.
Lots you know, of places. They've got a great big griddle and a Teppan-style hibachi in front of you.
Right.
And, you know, a couple spatulas and they're just flinging stuff everywhere. But that rice tends to want to fling around a little bit. And when you do
right.
it on the stove, it's...
It's
you know,
a mess. It just.
I have a great big one that fits the top of my stove.
Uh huh.
So when all the kids are home, I'll put that on top there, and I'll do fried rice on top.
And they usually got like a little rim around three sides, so you can push stuff up against them and pull it off and
yeah.
move it around on the heat. Because that's the other thing about a griddle is you got hot spots and cooler spots because there's multiple burners under there. So you get something done, slide it over, you're
right.
still cooking.
Right. So here's
it's
my
real
point.
Versatile.
Here's my point with this: you don't have to buy one of these gas griddles if you. Don't really want to spend $500.
Right.
If you have an extra grill or even a nice size grill, you can buy one of these big wrought iron
cast.
Well, they're not even cast. They're
I've
just
got one it
they're
is.
Just milled steel,
yep.
and they're about 1.5 by 3 feet.
Yep.
They're really huge.
Yep.
You have a cast one that
I
big?
I do. I do, and it weighs like 35 pounds.
Wow. Where'd
but,
you find
but
it?
You know, I don't remember, but I have it.
Something your mom gave you, maybe?
No, because it came in a bag. It's like. Mr. Chef or Magic Chef.
But it's cast.
It's cast.
Wow.
And it's got a handle on it, and you pick it up, and seriously, it's like 35
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, I have a steel one like that, and it fits perfectly on top of your Tech grill.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. This one that I have, too, it's about that same size.
And that's a nice way to do your fried stuff outside if you don't want to buy a griddle.
You know, I forget about it.
I know.
It's in the garage under a stack of stuff. And I just forget about it.
Fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now you have an outdoor kitchen. You can store it out there.
I need to. Well, I'm challenged with rust.
Oil it.
Right. Yep.
Just keep it oiled.
Right. Yep.
It's no damper than your garage.
Right.
I would tell you your garage has probably got a higher humidity level than your deck.
Right.
Because
yeah.
garages tend. Do you ever notice how your garage floor is always damp in the summer?
Yeah.
It's
right.
like a battery.
Well, the concrete's condensation.
Always.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
so you might be safer just keeping it on your deck.
Yeah.
You'll know in time.
Right.
But if you keep it oiled up nice, a griddle on the grill is really nice. And it's like I just did those brats for you guys the other day.
Right.
I mean, having the peppers and the onions all sautéed.
Right.
And I love getting my fancy spatula out that Ron up at R&J's Best Choice gave me. It's just a real big – it's a chef's – spatula.
Right.
It's got the hacker blades on it. It's got the beer opener.
Right.
It's all good.
Perfect tool.
It is.
It's like the Swiss Army knife of grilling.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Exactly.
So, but that thing will really scrape a grill.
Yeah.
A griddle. Because the other thing you want to do is constantly be moving your tool across that surface so you don't get buildup and charred debris.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I'm going to do some fried rice this next weekend.
Yeah. And you touched on the bluegill or the... the perch or crappie panfish. Man, lightly breaded, get that oil hot on that griddle. One side for 30, 45 seconds when the other, it'll crisp up just like if you were deep frying it, but you don't have the mess of the deep fryer.
Right.
You don't have a gallon of oil to do something with when you're done.
And you don't have all that grease splattering around your beautiful stove.
Right. Yep.
So
exactly.
Your mess, your cleanup mess is outside.
Yeah.
But that Alpa Plancha, that fellow was from the Basque region. They do a lot of fish on a griddle.
Right.
And that's a Basque.
Breaded or not.
It's a, they don't bread it. Yeah, right. It's a Basque thing. And it's...
So they do bass on theirs? Is that what you just said?
Bass.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Coming
you
up next,
leave it alone.
You know what? We've got an opportunity for you to have a bunch of fun down in Fenn Valley, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Now you're a
today's man law is man law number 48. Notice how my voice gets deeper when I do man law. Men will invite other men to man law.
The hell does that mean?
Hey, watch your language.
All right.
There's kids listening.
What does that mean? Men will invite other men to man law.
I didn't write it, but it means some men don't know about man law.
Oh, so you're going to teach me about it. I get it. By inviting me over to a man law lesson.
So one man law would be to schedule a trip to Fenn Valley, and August 21st at 6 p.m., they have the swine roast. It's a small S and then wine roast. This relaxed event showcases our passion for barbecue, which is only outmatched by our passion for wine and hard cider. So guests begin with hard cider and appetizers and transition to picnic style, complete dinner, with house roasted pig and seasonal sides. And they're going to have music that began June 3rd every Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 and Saturday from 2 to 5, weather permitting. So July 15th, it's the Out of Favor Boys. July 22nd, Tyler Roy Band. There's a whole bunch. The Mickeys, Big Elroy, Fat Animal Duo.
That's a Saturday, right?
Blue Oyster Cult. Blue Oyster Cult. So yeah. that's at Fenn Valley Winery in Fennville, Michigan, just south of Holland on Lake Michigan. It's a gorgeous estate winery, which means they grow their own grapes. And you go there once and you won't want to leave. That happens to us every time.
Yeah, check them out. You can find them online at Fenn Valley Winery. And it's $45 to go to this thing for dinner, but I guarantee I've been to these things before. You're going to get a lot more than $45 worth of value out of this thing.
Yeah.
You got a band, you got food, and the wine will flow. They have never have a shortage of wine.
Right.
They got to be careful because they can't get you over the edge.
You want to have a DD if you do.
But it's a good event, and check them out online because they also have a bunch of Thursdays and Saturdays where they're doing live music through the middle of October.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of cool to do this. Great time to be down
there.
Yeah,
just a lot of good folk music and jazz.
Good food. They have a chef down there that's a great barbecue chef. So that hog and the sides will be great.
Yes.
Yep, it'll be great.
And we don't have to cook.
No, but I'm just going to go partake.
Best part of it.
Yeah, just like you said. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hopefully you came away from last weekend, 10 fingers, 10 toes, and Get out in your backyard, cook, man. This is the season. If you don't do it now, you're never going to do it. What are you thinking, Bob?
Yeah, and make sure you check us out at thegrillinguys.com.
Right.
And check out our website. Like us on Facebook if you like.
Click on our podcast. Get this crazy show sent right to you.
Yeah.
So, all right. Take care, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.